Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures joins us. And Ryan, am I not mistaken, this is either your first or second favorite time of the year right now?
Oh, gosh. That's hard to say. I just love it. I just love all of it. I just get up every day and just let's do it. Let's go. let's find what's out there. This time coming up is gonna be good because the trout are gonna start coming out. This full moon last week, the trout will start coming out the winter haunts, and they'll start coming into the bays and heading for the Gulf along with all the bait. So yeah, it's a lot of nice trout this month. April is really good for big trout. You know, there's certain places you can fish because there's certain places that only 20-inch trout are better or there. So if you want to keep trout, you won't be able to fish those spots. There are those spots this time of year.
Well, you know, we got a little bit of a – looks like a fall in the river coming, huh?
Well, it's at 7.9 now, and it's going to go down to 6 by the third quarter of the month. And it's going to stay low. I mean, there's no snow up north to speak of. You know, that El Nino – it kept the north dry and the cool south. So we had a lot of 40-degree weather down here, but they didn't have the snow to speak of up there. So I don't think it's going to come up. And, you know, it might stay around this area for a while, but come June, it's going to drop like a rock, and it's going to be another fabulous year for fishing in the river and fishing along the coast. But, you know, the ducks will suffer because it'll kill aquatic vegetation when the salt comes rushing in. But, you know, it's how it was last year. We killed 5,000. So, you know, it's all relative.
You know, I had a couple of those whistlers show up in my pond. I think they were migrants from your pond. They got too crowded over there, and they were looking for more spacious areas to stretch their wings out a little bit. I hadn't seen many of them, but two of them showed up this week.
Oh, God, I had 500 of them on my pond. And the full moon came, and they moved. And I got about maybe 200 now, but 300 of them moved off. And Ms. Corman's got her old 19. They greet her every morning, sitting on the lawn furniture, waiting for her to go put the corn out. So they stayed all year. They didn't leave. So she's happy, and it's all good right now. The boys did really well yesterday again. I saw one boathead trout, one boathead sheephead. That's what they wanted to go after. All the rest of them had their redfish, so it's all good. You know, it's all east, though. You know, the trout, or, you know, we can catch them on the west. We got to wait till the high tide. Today it's at 6 o'clock in the evening, so right before dark you better smack some nice trout over there. So it's good.
You know, this weekend is a big one for crawfish boils and family get-togethers and fish fries. If somebody wants to go out, you know, sheephead, there's no limit on size or creel limits on them. You can get all you want. If somebody's fishing down there on that east side of the river, there's not a lot of piling structure or seawalls or, you know, rigs where normally you would find them. How do you search out sheephead over in that area and find them?
Well, they get on the points, not so much yet, but soon they'll get on all the points. And if you can get the aquatic vegetation in that clear water, they love that clear water. I mean, I'll be sight fishing. I'll see hundreds of them. I mean, hundreds of them in the summertime. So right now it's just points, and they'll be coming out the deep water here shortly. Right now they're still deep. So when they get off of that, you know, west side, east side, both sides have them on a deeper structure. So you go up the structure, a bunch of pilings or something, and you scrape the barnacles and hang on, because that chums them up pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, I know you don't like to use shrimp, but, you know, you pretty much got to use live bait. Although you can, I have caught sheephead on artificials too, but
if you really want
to be successful, you got to go pretty much with dead shrimp.
You know something that other people use that we don't use much here, and that's fiddler crabs. And we've got so many fiddler crabs, I'd be afraid to go sleep on the bank for fear I'd become a skeleton in an hour. But we have so many of them, and we don't fool with that. I mean, that's a great sheephead bait, too. You drop that down on the pilot and partner, it won't be long.
You know, I ran into a guy one time who was had a big pile of sheephead, and he was fishing on the seawall. And I asked him what he was using, and he says, "Oh, I got a special bait." He took like a treble hook, and he was taking oysters and putting oysters on a treble hook and wrapping them with little pieces of cheesecloth to hold them together. And the sheephead couldn't get them off of that. But, I mean, I don't know if I'm willing to trade a good, big, juicy oyster for a sheephead.
That's how I feel about shrimp, too. That's, you know, fillet crab I can deal with. You know, yeah. I'm not going to eat them anyhow.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to mention, you know, and you know how passionate I am about my diversions, but they need to get mid-barataria back online, because that erosion is heading toward the west, and there's literally every day I see it, there's nothing left. There's nothing left in Burris already, but it's heading towards that area, and there's not going to be anything left, and we won't have any estuary for our redfish and trout to raise up, and without that, no ducks, we're done. We've got to have that thing back online.
What is the holdup right now? I know they put a pause on it. When is that?
Clackamas Parish is suing over permits, and before the state said, okay, we'll bring it to higher court. This time they didn't, and I think they're going to have the court's going to be in Clackamas most probably, but without it, we're done. You know, they said people are going to drown. Well, guess what? The water is on the levee already in Burris. I mean, next hurricane, we have zero protection, none whatsoever. So if we don't get it and start building, and I hear people saying on the radio that there's no way the land could come above the water. You know better, and I know better, because you've seen what I've done on the east side. And not only does it come up, but it's got 20,000 trees on it within 3 years. So, yeah, it can be done, and it can be done really well. And you know, why do we fish on the east side with 500,000 cubic feet per second, and we can't get on the west side? You know, there's a reason for it. Mother Nature built this like that, and that's the way it's got to be. We've got to get that back online, and we've got to keep going with our CPRA.
Yeah, and they got to not only refresh it like that and pour sediment in, they've also got to do some stuff that happens quicker. You know, some dredging and filling. That's an instant fix, but you got to have something that
I know how to manipulate that water to make it grow really quick. I mean, we've done it within 3 years. We've got 2,800 acres. But, you know, when they start talking about rocking the coast, all they're going to do is have a rocks around a big hole, because people have a fallacy that the water is washing it away. It's subsiding. It sinks because it's compact. It's made of clay. So as it compacts, and historically, the river would overflow every year and put new sediment out there, and it would put more sediment than the compaction for that year. So if they put rocks around the coast, all it's going to do, the whole middle is going to sink, and we're going to have rocks around nothing.
No, it takes a comprehensive plan of a lot of Without different things to do
and it. CPRA has it. You know, they've got a lot of marsh creation, which is dredging, and they have the diversions, and that's the natural way to build it. And I support them 1,000%.
Well, it's too precious to lose, that's for sure, and I know you do a big job, good job of fighting to keep it. Ryan, thanks so much for the report and the chat. We always love talking with you, and we'll catch up with you again next week. Go catch some of those big mama trout.
I'm on my way to the Bahamas today, and I'm going bone fishing this week.
All righty.
In Florida right now. We're flying a little while to go to the Bahamas. So
we'll send us some pictures.
We'll do, buddy. We'll do.
All righty. Thank you
much. Happy everybody.
Oh, you too. Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.